The interview is ended,
snapped the judge.
How'd you make out, kid?
It was Max Mercy, lurking under a foggy street lamp at the corner. The sight of the columnist did not calm Roy as he came out of the tower. I don't want his dirty eyes peeking into my past. What luck for me that I had Sam's wallet in my pocket that night, and the cops wrote down his name. This creep will never find that out or anything else about me unless I tell him, and the only time I'll do that is when I am dead. Listen, El Smiro, he said, why don't you stay home in bed? Max laughed hollowly.
You're a public figure. You gotta give the fans something once in a while to keep up their goodwill to you.
Roy thought a second. Okay, tell him my cheapskate of a boss has turned me down flat on a raise and I am still his slave for a lousy $3,000. Max wrote a hasty note in his black book.
Listen, Roy, let's you and I have a little chin-chin. Have you had your supper yet?
No.
Then have a steak with me at the Pot of Fire.
Okay with me. He was in a mood for something for nothing. In the cab, Max said,
You know, sometimes I get the funny feeling that I have met you someplace before. Is that right?
Inside the club, the show was on. The customers guffawed and applauded.
Come on, Max said.
The captain had recognized him and was beckoning them to a ringside table. Roy sat down. Max looked around and bounced up.
See a party, I know. Be right back.
The band struck up a number, and the chorus wriggled out amid weaving spotlights for the finale. Max was back.
Yeah, we're changing tables. Gus Sands wants us with him.
Who's he?
What do you read, the podunk pipsqueak? They call him the supreme bookie. He nets at least $10 million a year. Also, somebody you know is with him.
Who's that?
Memo Paris.
Roy got up. He followed Max across the floor to Gus Sands' table. Memo was sitting there in a black strapless gown and wearing her hair up. The sight of her, so beautiful, hit him hard. Beside her, a semi-bald dome rose up, and Roy found himself staring into a pair of eyes, a mournful blue one and the other glowing weirdly golden. The bookie, a long stretch of bone, rose to his full height. The angle at which the spotlight had caught his glass eye changed, and the eye became just a ball of ice. He shook hands with Roy.
Glad to meet you, slugger. Why don't you sit down?
Roy sat down, facing Memo, but she barely glanced at him. Her chair was close to Gus's. Once he chucked her under the chin and she giggled. It sickened Roy because it didn't make sense.
Let me buy you a drink, slugger,
Gus said, pointing to his own scotch. No thanks.
Huh. Clean living, eh?
The eyes, Roy said, pointing to his own. Got to keep 'em clear. Gus beamed.
Well, how'd it go today, slugger?
Fine, Roy said.
He got 5 for 5 in the first and 4 hits in the nightcap, Max explained.
Say, what do you know?
Gus whistled softly.
That'll cost me a pretty penny.
He focused his good eye on Roy.
I was betting against you today, slugger.
You mean the nights?
Nope.